James, listen to me. You do not screw this up for me.
Hey, you guys. I can't hear what y'all saying, so if you want to stop.
Oh, damn, it's Sir screaming a lot.
James. That's not, I was responding to a hostile situation, James. I have no shame in that. You call for backup when there's a hostile situation.
I wasn't calling for backup. That was a high-pitched scream. And you pushed my sister in the way.
I pushed your sister out of harm's way. You shined a light at us, James. You know, it's different strokes for different folks, man.
Put the ice pack in his mouth. No, on his head.
Don't put the ice pack on my head, babe. I'm sensitive to extreme measures of cold, and you know that.
Hi and welcome to the the results of the first part.
Alright, wait, no, hold on. I'm going to just
Pump fantasy cast.
Exactly, hold on. Cast. No, but even before we get there, right? I'm going to put up my hand and protest. Mm-hmm. This hi and welcome business. It is reserved only for the unnamed movie podcast.
So I'm gonna say fuck you.
Whatever you want to say, as long as it is not.
No, you can't.
I am
say fuck you.
Okay.
Don't give him any ideas.
I'm not very imaginative.
The reason High and Welcome has lasted this long is because we didn't stop him the first time. We were too busy laughing. That's exactly. A terrible
I
intro.
It took you guys like 2 years to stop laughing at that.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome,
do you remember I auto-tuned High and Welcome at one point?
And no internet, you may not have that.
Oh my god!
Before you ask me.
What do you mean? I think it was on one of our podcasts. Didn't we?
Yeah,
it was when he went to TIFF.
Right.
And oh my goodness.
And we did the anyway.
Like, whenever I heard it, I imagined, you know, that the old Adam West Batman show, what they would have in between scenes. I imagined that happening.
Yeah.
But anyway,
right, so also anyway needs to stay over there.
But I have,
before we even get into anything, I know you have plans for this episode, right? But I want, well, we can't do it by a show of hands because people can't see it. I would like to ask the question, how many of you have actually watched any of our movies? Andrew?
None.
Have you watched anything? Damien, have you watched anything?
From last year, yeah.
So this is going to be the shortest podcast ever because apparently I am the only one to have watched anybody's movie.
but we still don't get any points for that. I don't get any
points. No, I know, exactly.
Yeah, we're still talking in the hypothetical at this point. Because,
of course.
Because the proper scaling isn't working. I'm going to talk about the numbers, but it'll be the unscaled numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And everyone should take this into account if you actually care as to our little game of dirtbaggery or whatever it is. I don't know. But this month, the films that have been played are Douglas's That Awkward Moment, which was released Friday gone, and over that weekend has managed to get, according to Box Office Mojo, $8.7 million.
Oh wow!
On that weekend alone,
wow.
Damien's Jack Ryan Shadow
please
Recruit.
Don't call me. Please don't call it that. It's not mine. I stole it from Douglas.
Did you do that on purpose?
Of course I did.
Okay, good.
Because I really wanted to have that one.
Yeah.
It was my movie.
Which, over like a period of 3 weeks, has managed to amass $38.8 million.
So, woohoo!
And my
worldwide, it has amassed something like $80 million. So, yay!
And my film, Ride Along, which over the same time period of Shadow Recruit, has amassed
first to 100 million.
92.6 million.
Remember, the first podcast video, you're like, that many movies won't make a lot of money this year. Right out the gate, it started again.
And Andrew got it right again with his shitty comedies. But you know what, Andrew? Of course it's shitty. It has two of the worst people in there. It has Ice Cube and it has Kevin Hart.
But
and as much as you love Kevin
negative
Hart, for no
and
reason,
negative times are negative. You teach, man.
But don't you see that works in math, but remember there's English where two wrongs don't make a right.
But
all
four
right?
wrongs make four lefts make a right.
Something like
four
that.
Rights make a left.
But all right, let's
six rights make a circle.
Let's start with the actual. Douglas is the only one to have seen any of these three movies.
Yay!
And you have seen Jack Ryan.
Yes, I've seen
Damon's Jack Ryan Shadow Recruits.
Yeah.
What do you have to report on this movie?
Even though
it's not your movie.
Yeah, I didn't mind this movie. It kind of.
What's her face is in it?
Yeah, Keira Knightley.
And she's absolutely wasted.
But she's a waste of space in most of what she does.
Stop it.
What?
I like her.
I'm sure
you
do.
Speak no ill of Keira Knightley on this podcast.
Keira Knightley's
take that shit to the unnamed movie podcast.
She's just whatever. I don't think there are very many movies she's in that I really like. I don't think there are any movies she's in that I think she's done great.
You're a bad person.
But you could correct me. You could try. She didn't.
In your face!
No.
Face.
Yeah.
What was that Cronenberg movie?
Oh, I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it. A Dangerous Method.
Yeah. Dangerous
but
method.
I haven't watched that. So I can give that to you when I watch
in
it.
Your face.
But anyway, so this movie, right? I haven't come down definitively on a score. It is either a hard 2 or a soft 3. But.
What?
Yeah, it's not that great.
No, don't say things like that.
It's average.
You said soft 3.
It could be.
Don't you understand how the ratings
Damian,
work?
Damian is more questioning you liking it than not liking it.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. You know what? Actually, yes, you're right. Thank you for pointing that back out to me and making me remember how I had to decide to use this scale last year. Because, you know...
Four
is essentially two is whatever,
yes.
One is god awful, four is fantastic,
yeah.
And three is kind of everything in between.
Four is top 10 material.
Yeah, exactly.
Two is what?
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
You guys made another movie.
All right. Thank you, Damian. Thank you, Andrew, for reminding me.
And three
me.
Is
You're
not that.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Forget the three. This is a two. This is a two. Yes.
There's no January movie that's a three, son. What are you talking about?
But if
you do this early, the entire year will just be me shouting at you for making terrible decisions.
I know, right? But okay, so...
Iron Man is a four.
I love that movie. Iron Man 3 is great. And I've loved it even
the
more I've watched it.
My question is, is it so Kenneth Branagh that it's Wild Wild West Kenneth Branagh?
What? Nothing is well.
I think that his character that he plays is actually kind of Wild Wild West. And I think what really makes me say that is not really the way he plays it, just more the accent that he has, because he has this thick Russian accent that he uses, and so you know that kind of reminds me of. Was his name Loveless?
Loveless, yes.
Was he Loveless?
Yes.
Yep.
From Wild Wild West. But the other day,
someone sent me a clip of a scene where him and Will Smith are literally just going one after another with just jokes. It's that moment in all of these action movies where they have to end a scene with a quick little line.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
as if that scene went 10 times
yep.
once.
That movie's really bad.
Yes, it is.
Like really bad.
Teenage Douglas thought it was the tits. I don't know why. But this movie, right?
It's
to come back to this movie, you know, it's, yeah, yeah. But
and Cisco sang a song.
We're not getting off of Wild Wild West ever.
No, we're not.
I love that, guys. I love that song.
Cause you're a bad person.
I know, but I cannot stop loving it.
Oh my goodness,
it's so bad.
Okay, could you try and just kind of transform your love of that song to really the love of the original, more better Stevie Wonder song? Could we do this?
No. Look, I'm not saying
could we translate it to love of Wilco and David Bowie?
I don't think there's enough drugs in the world.
Actually, there are.
Yeah.
Just go to David Bowie and just take a sample of his blood and put it inside of yours, and you will be high for the rest
him.
Of your life.
Just brush against him and Bob Dylan.
Oh my goodness!
So you're saying this movie is an okay movie?
This movie, it's okay. You know what? I think it suffers from
Bornitis.
There's a bit of that.
Okay.
It definitely, and now I'm going to start to sound like this sort of canon asshole, because this comes from a series of, I don't know if they were successful, but they are definitely, no, I've seen the numbers, and it's hard to gauge because those are like 1990 and 1980 numbers. Definitely Hunt for Red October was successful. The Harrison Ford ones, I don't think they were as successful as they were cult classics. Right, so
Oh, you're talking about the films themselves.
Yeah, the films themselves.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about the books.
Oh no, the books were
right.
Duh.
That's so billion.
I don't remember.
They're still writing them to this day.
Right.
Boring people to tear.
I know, right? But so this is them trying to their second attempt at rebooting a once loved series, right? And
Someone All Fears.
Exactly, right? Let's not even get into that.
I barely remember that movie.
Oh, don't. You
your life is so much better
lucky.
Than mine.
So
that's a Chain Reaction. I remember being very closely related.
Oh, yeah.
Chain Reaction is the one with
Keanu Reeves and Rachel Weisz.
There's that
and Morgan Freeman.
The Saint is the one with Fusion.
Val Kilmer, yes.
I remember liking The Saint.
Of course we did.
We're bad people.
I think I was in first form at the time.
The 90s are the worst.
My goodness.
The first thing I'm going to do when I build my time machine is take Airborne and then blow up the 90s.
But okay, so this thing kind of makes Jack Ryan into more of a badass than he should be, at least from the Harrison Ford days and even the Alec Baldwin days of Jack Ryan. Because, you know, he's an analyst, but he's not an analyst who has a background in beating people up. He's an analyst because he knows numbers, he is smart, mm-hmm. and that's about it. And then he always gets roped into these sort of dangerous situations. Exactly.
And he
always kind of gets out of it by the skin of his teeth and with the help of people who know what they're doing.
So how is it that he knows how to shoot guns and
well,
drive cars
in this incarnation, mm-hmm. he sees 9/11 mm-hmm. when he's at school and says, you know what, fuck this PhD shit, I'm going into the army. Mm-hmm. So you can assume he gets army training.
Oh, right.
Right?
Army driving skills.
Exactly.
Oh, fine,
and so you can kind of assume that he has a bit of skill in the physical department. And I think that also this movie kind of suffers from Chris Pine himself, because, I don't like saying that, because mm-hmm. I actually think Chris Pine could be a decent action hero, right? He kind of has that sort of vibe, and it's the stupidest thing, right? And I know I've said this to Andrew before, and I compare him to Matt Damon, who has his own franchise with The Bourne. Mm-hmm. series, and who, you know, if you look at his movies, there are certain physical characteristics and the way he moves and talks and just acts that are the same, because guess what, as hard as you can try, mm-hmm. you are the same person and you're just pretending to be somebody else.
Unless you're a great actor.
Exactly. Unless you're a great actor, there are going to be similarities in the way that you talk, the way that you laugh, the way that you walk, mm-hmm. etc. Right? But there's this one thing that Chris Pine does, and he does it in every one of his movies, and the way that he does it, the way that it is so emphasized, kind of always pulls me out, and I'm like, oh, that's not Jack Ryan, oh, that's not Captain Kirk, this is Chris Pine. He, whenever he's talking to somebody and he's trying to be, I don't know, he's trying to engage with them, he speaks to them, he stops talking, mm-hmm. and then he kind of leans his head like this. he inclines his head to the right a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you're Chris Pine.
You found the theme.
You are not Jack Ryan. Ryan.
You found his tell.
Yeah, exactly. And that is Chris Pine's thing. And that kind of always pulls me. It's the suspension of the suspension of disbelief for me. But this movie is really a paint-by-numbers action movie, you know.
Is there a lot of kung fu?
Not a
is
lot.
Any of
but
action
there's,
is
yeah,
of
some
the
of the
action, memorable?
Some of the action is okay, but I wouldn't say that it is, you know, great. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not over the top, like say.
Is it anywhere near? Is there anything as? Is there anything? Any scene? Any action scene in that movie mm-hmm. that's anywhere near as good as an action scene in Taken.
They definitely try at some points to do action like Taken, but no.
It doesn't get there.
No, it doesn't get there. It's alright. It
sounds like
it's thing. You know, I didn't mind wasting the hour and a half or however long it was on this movie, but I wouldn't say it's Holden's anything more than there. She's just really a girlfriend, so she's in there for a bit.
Oh, good.
She's all in right. there for maybe okay. like 20 minutes to an hour. Alright,
here's my last question.
That'll give it that extra
Chris Pine. Chris Pine is a new Star Trek.
Yeah.
Other than that, he shared the screen mainly in two films I want to focus on. Mainly.
Okay.
One is Unstoppable with Denzel.
Yeah.
The other was with Tom Hardy in This mm-hmm. Means War.
Right. I've only seen one of those.
I've seen both.
Jack Ryan was the first post-Star Trek where they were trying to give him a franchise.
Yeah.
Even one that they weren't really looking for the big payday. It seemed like a mm-hmm. mediocre franchise that they wanted to give him.
Mm-hmm.
And this one has flopped as far as anyone was concerned
yep.
about. Less than $40 million over 3 weeks.
Yep.
Although it did make some money overseas.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Do you think that this is the end of Chris Pine being a leading man outside of Star Trek?
I think for a little while. Let me tell you what I think he needs to do, and I don't know if he's doing it. You can see him almost trying to do it with some of his movie choices, right? He needs to, excuse me, he needs to get into a couple of movies where it's not so obvious that this is a series or
mm-hmm.
this is a franchise or this is a specific type of character that he wants to be for the rest of his life, right? He needs to make sure that he doesn't become another Sean Connery. As much as I think we all love Sean Connery, but we love him for the wrong reasons. We love him because every once in a while he's like in an awesome action movie, and for the rest of the time he is horrible in ridiculous
corny
action movies. Exactly.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, yeah.
And you like it.
Exactly.
Because it's dumb.
But Chris Pine needs to try and not be that. Right? He needs to maybe be in a couple of good romantic comedies or in a couple of good dramas or something like that, where you can say to yourself, okay, this guy isn't just Captain Kirk or isn't just action movie. This guy is somebody I could have in any movie for, you know, whatever reason. And I don't think he's been successful. He tried with a couple of things, right? Right after Star Trek, you saw him in this horror movie about Contagion or something like that.
No, Daybreak or something like that.
I don't know what it was, but essentially it was like a zombie movie.
Yeah, I remember.
Right? He's also been in another movie with, I think it was Elizabeth Banks, where, you know, it's very sappy and, you know, he finds out he has a sister that his father was hiding from his family and that kind of thing. So it's, I think he's trying, but I don't think he's actually just caught it quite right. And honestly, I'm not sure if he has a skill. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But from what I've seen him in, he works well in the action sort of...
Well, he has three other movies coming out this year.
Okay,
there
we go.
Two of them are in our fantasy pool, so
okay.
we're going to be talking about them,
like,
hopefully.
There's just not that many leading men in Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of action.
But it looked very obvious that they wanted him to be one of them.
Oh, of course.
Become one of them.
Yeah, because I think that's the easiest thing for him to be, because right now he hasn't showed me, at least, that he has really good acting chops. And all he is in my mind is somebody who clearly is, you know, fit.
Mm-hmm.
And can run
and
around and jump. He does have a bit of charisma to him. It just feels that charisma is practiced, and it's the same thing over and over, which works for what Star Trek has become.
Yeah.
Because I love the way that Abrams, as much as people apparently hate the second Star Trek, I love the way that Abrams has pulled off Star Trek and made it into this sort of almost
things,
Ocean's Eleven type of movie. But I think he needs to try and... What he needs to do is to be in a movie where I watch him and I don't think that's Captain Kirk. And that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
It's either him or the two Hercules guys that we have this year. Which no one wants to see them do anything. Both of those actors are terrible actors.
Who, Rock? The Rock and who's the other Hercules?
No, the Hercules that is...
right? That is coming out. Right?
Oh yeah, I don't know who's. There are no big actors in there, right?
Of course you don't know.
There,
of course
right?
you
yeah.
don't know. Are the guys in Pompeii? But where there's not like a lot of options there. British actors are good actors, but they don't bulk up to become action heroes.
Well, Cavill's British and he bulked up for Superman.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of
and
them.
And look at
that's
Tom Hardy bulked
yes,
the fuck up
but
for,
there's
for
not
both
enough
Bane
of them.
And Warrior.
There's not enough of
and
them.
And look at even, you guys call him Enraha. Mm-hmm. He, you know, has bulked up a little bit for certain roles. I've seen
yeah,
him.
But he's, who is going to have him as a leading man?
That's
movie?
True.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So moving on. Mm-hmm. Leaving January behind until we can talk about those movies
Wee-hoo.
Further.
Let's never talk about them again.
Talking about February coming forward.
Oh no.
Listing out the movies
yes,
we have scheduled up.
Mm-hmm.
Damien
scheduled
has
up.
Scheduled up.
It's terrific.
That one.
Terrific.
Damien has the Lego movie.
Yep.
Which is coming out in the next week.
Which hopefully
or so.
Will be a black hole that eats February.
He also has a substitute Pompeii, if we want to talk about that.
Oh, wow.
Douglas
Dear
has
God,
a
please.
Double whammy
Do I?
Of RoboCop
oh, wow.
and Winter's Tale, which I saw a trailer for the other day. I don't think Winter's Tale is going to work out
Dog.
Anyway.
Dog, I saw that trailer too. And
yeah.
And I have The Monuments Men.
which they put a Super Bowl ad out for, so... Let's hope it makes
I'm actually
some money.
Really worried because I realized, and I didn't see this when we were doing the draft, Monuments Men comes out on the same day as Lego Movie.
Yeah.
And Lego Movie is going to kill. That movie is going to murder
I don't know,
February.
You know. It may or may not.
No,
I'm not sure.
Like,
RoboCop comes out the next week, so you have a chance.
Yeah.
Like,
someone was saying.
With Lego
I think RoboCop could... It's going to do one of two things. Either it's going to surprise and everybody's going to love it and it's going
to
make loads of money.
Or
it's exactly, it's going to be exactly what I kind of think it will be, is a lot of people go on day one, realize it's bad, and it will do, like, say, a Jack Ryan, and
okay.
maybe a 40 million.
Like, I wasn't, when I picked the Lego movie, I just did it because I needed something in February, and the
mm-hmm.
Lego movie seemed like the safest bet. But apparently, there are about a billion Lego games, and all of them sell well. There are also,
yes.
there's also a Lego
yeah,
MMO,
Lego
there's Lego
great.
Cartoons,
and
apparently Lego is having a bad year.
Loves that movie.
Lego keeps having like ridiculous people love Legos
yep.
again.
And the worst part is, as I get closer and closer to seeing The Monuments Men, is the more I'm worried about whether that movie is actually going to be any form of good.
No, of course.
Because
yeah.
I've started to worry whether it's going to be old people are awesome too.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
really
like,
all Ocean's
it's going to be Red
that.
3.
Yeah.
Red 2 was so horrible.
I still have more.
I watched it.
God damn it. I did watch it.
Actually, you know what I saw the other day?
It's really bad.
Which was off of your list from last year. I finally saw Ender's Game. That movie is.
I'm going to watch it soon. I have no hopes. I haven't read the book. Because why would I? There's a movie.
What else should I talk about? Some trailers for some movies in the future year. In the future year. Coming up that we saw during Super Bowl and such.
Guys.
We got to see Dinobots in Transformers 4. Douglas, do you think that movie is actually going to do... Furious Money.
I think it will do way better than Furious Money. What I'm not sure of is how good it will be. I let me tell you about the Transformers, right? I actually didn't mind the first one. The second one was kind of crappy, and I actually liked the third one. I'm hoping to like the fourth one, but I really don't know, right? As Damien is about to say, how can you not like a movie with dinosaur robots, right?
I'm willing
you know,
to like this movie. If Michael Bay makes Mark Wahlberg play the character he was in Two Guns.
Oh, okay. I never watched
so,
Two Guns. That just looked lame.
You shouldn't.
I like Two Guns a little bit. It's not great.
No, a little bit. Yeah.
And
I like
and
these qualifiers.
Most of it is
it's
I love
terrible.
Them.
Yeah.
I love Denzel
exactly.
and Mark.
Exactly.
The movie itself is kind of whatever. But
so, Mark Wahlberg has a daughter in this movie that is as old as he is. Which is...
A real daughter? Or
no,
like
in the movie.
Okay, alright.
Like, screaming. She's like, daddy. And there's no way she is. That's impossible. Michael Bay is a mad person. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
He's also realized that the less time human beings are on the screen,
yep.
it is the more people will enjoy his movies. He understands that now, hopefully. There is a dinosaur robot. No, I don't like the Transformers movies. I don't like the Transformers
movies. You've been suckered, Damien.
At all. There are scenes in the third movie I think are incredible. There's one where a car transforms to catch Shia LaBeouf and then forms back into a car, and I lost my goddamn mind when I saw that. And there's the Halo jumps where they're jumping out of the plane. That is incredible looking.
Mm-hmm.
As long as ILM stays focused, there's no Iron Man movie, there's no Avengers movie this year, so they can stay focused until Christmas when they make Smog again, or whoever. Is Weta doing that, or is ILM? Who cares?
Know.
As long as they realize that all I want to see is Transformers, then I don't care. If I get a good Transformers movie, and good is relative. By good, I mean service. Have Transformers kick other. Yep. A Transformers head turns into a gun and shoots another Transformer. And then there's Dinosaur Transformers. Good job, guys.
You want to know who I like the marketing of, but I don't think this will actually translate into dollars at the end of the day, is the Muppets. Like,
yes.
They did some great marketing with the first movie.
Yeah.
And that translated well. But this one, I think, is kind of weird and kitschy, and only people like me would like the marketing, which is they're making up fake Twitter handles and fake Twitter responses to the trailers, and it just becomes jokes about Twitter, and I find that hysterical, but I don't think that's going to translate into dollars on
that
box office.
People who watched the first one and liked it are lunatics, and let us pander to those lunatics. Stick to your base. It's not like the Muppets can broaden out at this point. Broaden out to where? They're Muppets.
I remember the saddest point in that movie was when I realized that Andrew Bird was the last song, but Andrew Bird did not sing.
All bad people. See, right. So they know you're mad people, and they're catering to you. Hopefully they make back some of their money and they can keep running this sham as long as possible. I won't like it, but you guys will.
But I have to say, I think the winner when it comes to movie marketing and it came to the Super Bowl has to be Captain America.
Yeah, that those trailers
so awesome.
My god, Andrew,
there's so
shit being I remember watching the first Captain America and being surprised that I
kind
of liked it. I liked it more than, you know, average. This
Thor.
Trailer.
There's a lot of
No, don't talk about Thor. Thor was
no, you liked it more than Thor. That's
No. But like, I like everything that I like more than Thor because I hate Thor.
You're a bad
person. But no, Captain America, I'd give a 3.
No, I enjoy
Captain
America.
That looks like a 4.
Doug,
oh my god.
Just the amount of things that they're destroying.
And what's sad is, so I went into Captain America thinking I wouldn't like it and liked it. Now I'm going into it thinking I will like it. Will it just not pass that bar and make me hate it? I don't
know. So much kung fu in that trailer. If the only way it would fail is if that trailer is literally
everything.
All of the
movie.
You know what I love? I love remembering
would make me very sad.
When the first Captain America was coming out and Damon was talking about his feelings on Captain America. And he was like, it's a guy with a shield.
Yeah.
That can't be good in any way.
Yeah, it looks dumb. But now, they're ignoring most of that shield shit. It's just him and guns. And flying ships.
And Anthony
explosions.
Mackie is in there.
And fine.
I like Anthony Mackie.
Was
he
in the
like
first
Anthony
movie?
Mackie.
I don't remember that.
He was not.
He's playing a bird.
I don't even know what his thing is. Like,
he's
what
a bird.
His character is.
He's a bird. Yeah. He's Birdman.
You think he has
from
to fly
cash
to the
sun? No, it's cash money, Burger. 3 people there. They're all in this room.
Oh,
Douglas
geez.
Is fighting off the laughter because he wants to. Because it's so. Douglas loves corny jokes more than he likes air. And he wants to laugh. He's trying to fight it. And now he's dead.
bling okay. bling.
Is there anything else, you guys want to talk about? That we maybe adding information that we have now.
Right, I'm taking the Raid 2 with my first pick.
That movie will be out before.
I'll pick before it right our next round. I'll travel through time.
You'll just show up in March. I'm from April.
Right. I demand a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
I demand the Raid 2.
I actually almost picked that movie in the initial draft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that movie's not gonna make money though.
I know.
Mean, it would be great. We would all love that movie.
That movie's a four based on the trailer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Based on the first movie.
What are you talking about?
I know, I agree. But you will get 4 times divided by 4 of
$0.
Remember
how you saw the game last year in Stoker? And, yeah.
Look, last year when I picked that shitty movie with Ben Affleck,
mm-hmm.
I knew I was in for, admit, mistakes. It was hubris, and I paid for it.
Yes.
I'm
so sad that I could have won if I had just...
Watch more movies, eh?
Watch Smurfs too. Anyways, unless there's anything
there
else you guys
any
want to add,
for How to Train Your Dragon, though,
no,
which
there
shows that
no,
these
isn't.
Guys, like, they don't even need it. That's it. Like,
we don't need the Super Bowl.
Wait. There's that Seth MacFarlane movie.
Oh, yeah.
What was funny was, more than talking about the actual big trailer that came out, I saw the Super Bowl spot for it, which literally was Seth MacFarlane talking to the Ted.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, there's another movie I have bringing out, and I don't think we can show a trailer during the Super Bowl. And I'm like, if they think that's how they have to market it for us to want to go to that movie, how bad does that movie have to be?
That movie made a lot of money. That's how I marketed
it.
No.
But most people, when they have things like that, they will throw it in the trailer from the people who made this to be the thing which connects it to us. To be like, oh, I like that one, let me go to the next one. This level of historical
of shenanigans.
It's like, do you think
Bait
your
and
movie
switch.
Is good?
They probably do.
Yeah.
I hope it's good.
I mean, I hope it's good,
but
me and David were talking about this before, I think either in the last podcast, in the Tom podcast or in between. But I really don't like the trailer that they've put out for the real trailer, not the Ted
the
thing that we're
trailer,
talking
yeah.
about for this movie. I look at it and it looks horrendous. Damien, for some reason, loves it.
Because I'm remembering
Western
jokes.
Right, exactly.
Western jokes.
No, not even Western jokes. But the thing that Damien is about to say is exactly what I said to Andrew when I saw this. And Andrew, for some reason, said, no, of course not. I did not like the Ted trailers that came out at all. I thought
shitty.
It was going to be horrible. And I don't know how it was that I got dragged or decided to go to the movies, but I did and I watched it and it was glorious. Somehow, it just eliminated any bars or any expectations. It just became this great, hilarious,
I think
stupid movie.
This trailer for me, because I'm not... Like, I don't even know if the... I'm so excited for watching what he would do with another comedy.
Yeah.
I'm just on board already.
Yeah.
And I know I'm setting myself up to be crushed because I'm not a Family Guy person.
You know, man.
I like Family Guy.
It seems
Guy
like Family
while.
Guy in the West.
I don't know. It doesn't even seem like
he's combined comedy
yeah.
with
yeah.
Westerns.
Yeah.
And when you do that and you get it right, you can't get Blazing
exactly.
Saddles or the
and
two
you know
movies that pitch to you dirtbags
right.
that you haven't seen yet.
And Neil Patrick Harris looks like he could be great because he just Neil Patrick Harris for some reason has found that the right sort of beat in terms of the comedic, you know, to be able to just be this over-the-top person all the time. And I think he'll work well in a movie like this. Exactly. But the rest of them and what we saw on the screen in the trailer, I don't know. I really hope that it's good because, you know, I like Ted and would
like
a follow-up. I also would
like
to make money and grades on this because this is my movie. But, yeah.
I like the thing with the camera. When you click the camera and the guy taking the picture burnt up.
Yep.
And then the people who were being taken, they burnt.
And
then people shot them.
That Amazing Spider-Man can do no fault at this point.
I think Sony has put enough into the marketing of that he will do a lot of money.
I'm pretty sure money-wise it'll do well.
Right,
like,
of course.
Close to the best.
Oh no,
I'm questioning
in terms of my excitement
level
for Mark Webb. I love Mark Webb.
The first movie, he just had to get a Spider-Man movie out to keep the license. And it did enough, it made enough money that Sony went, anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
He got literally a blank check and they said, dog, we don't have a 007 movie coming out this year. We don't care what you do, just make us some money. And he decided, we're putting everything in this one. And while I was afraid the first time, and I said this when we were doing the podcast, the Spider-Man movie with a lot of villains was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the villain's fault. There was a lot of shambolics in the scene. And we thought, oh, if you put too many people in there, it's going to be terrible. But then Avengers changed all that shit. Avengers had all of the people and was incredible.
Well, because Avengers had a focus point, though. Right. They focused on Loki. He was the villain.
Right.
He was head villain.
And they stayed focused on the fact that if you put enough action in the movie, no one will care what happens. What is the story of Avengers? I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Loki came down, and then they fought for now. And that is what it looks like they're just going to have. At some point, he's just going to roll up. You saw it in the trailer. He's like, we're going to unite all the people, and we're going to take down Spider-Man.
Okay.
And they're just going to have constant people. Right. I don't think they're going to set up a lot of the villains and tell backstories and whatnot. They're going to have the Electro one. They're going to have the Goblin one.
Mm-hmm.
Rhino. And then
there's Rhino too.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to tell any big story. I think they're just part of the seven people that will come out of those chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just fight Spider-Man for an hour. And if they do that, that is what I want.
So,
okay.
Am I the only one, right? That I have a feeling that these guys are not seeing the sort of response to their marketing that they would like. Because if you look at all the early trailers, right? The early trailers were very much, look at all this action, look at Spider-Man flying through the
here are a couple of quick
here,
Spider-Man
exactly,
jokes.
And then we're done, right? This latest trailer, or at least the last trailer that I've seen, all of a sudden, they've gone a completely different route, where it looks, all of a sudden, this trailer looks like the trailer for a gritty action movie. Like, you know, you have the most of the origin of
Electro
in this trailer, and it looks like a serious origin, you know, this guy who is, you know, trod upon and
mm-hmm.
now is so hurt and, you know, wants to get back at the rest of the world or whatever. And they look like they're, you know, giving it like that gritty sort of feel. So I wonder if they're not seeing the sort of reaction that they wanted at first. I know they're trying to jazz it up so that the people that you know watched The Dark Knight, the people that watched all of these, you know, the latest
right.
version of James Bond, you know,
right.
all of these now more serious but still action-packed movies. If they're looking for that audience, no.
It just looked to me that they won't have the romantic tension nonsense because
mm-hmm.
she knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So they cut all that nonsense out of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have jokes with him and his aunt, because they have that in the trailer. All her clothes are blue. So there'll still be dumb Spider-Man jokes.
Yeah.
And then
the
it just seems like they're just going to have people go. Because even he's like saving a guy from like a car that is flipping for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like they're going to go, alright guys, look, Spider-Man is Spider-Man. And for the entirety of this movie, we just need to find excuses to have people throw shit at Spider-Man. That is what it looks like to me. Right, they're just going to have people attacking, rockets firing at him and him blocking it with shit. And that's what, as long as they stay focused. And I think he knows. I think Mark Webb knows what to do with a summer action movie.
Well, why do you have all this faith in Mark Webb? For me, right, I just want to
mm-hmm.
put it out there. I don't know how many movies he's directed.
Right.
I have watched two of them. One is 500 Days of Summer, which
right.
I
like. Two.
And the other one is Spider-Man, right? Which was average at
right.
best. I think since Andrew is saying it's official,
mm-hmm.
those are the only two movies.
Right.
Why would you take that and say, I know that, you know, I have
right.
this confidence.
500 Days of Summer is... Like, we love that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But that has nothing to do with action.
Yeah.
With the Spider-Man movie, he was rushed to do Spider-Man. Right?
If
you
say so, I don't
so, no, because they were going to lose the license.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason that Spider-Man movie came up. They have to make the movie or they lose the license. Mm-hmm. And there's no way Sony is going to allow that. He was on a limited time. And say what you want about the story and shit, the action in that Spider-Man movie was incredible. There was the scene with the burning car, which off the side of the cliff, fantastic. All the scenes with the lizard fighting, it was great. Like all the Spider-Man-y things that he was doing, the Spider-Man action bits, were the parts of that movie that I like. They just retold the same shitty story. So I'm saying, if Sony said, alright dog, thanks for doing that, we're not going to change you, keeping you on, giving you all the money, this is coming out in the prime spot of summer, and Sony is throwing all of their marketing behind it, there must be some reason they kept him on. And then when you see the trailers and you see just the amount of shit that they're destroying, I go, yeah, if he could do that with the first one, imagine what he'll do now when he has all that nonsense out of the way and he just has to focus on action nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he knows that's what we want.
And you know what's sad too, I think my enjoyment of these movies still suffers from my clinging to the past, because for not just Spider-Man, but for everything, a lot, well, not everything, because he's done some bad things, but a lot of the other things that he's done, I am a big Sam Raimi fan, and I loved the first two Spider-Man
yes.
movies that he did. They were fantastic.
The second one was
right?
incredible.
Exactly. The third one, you know, I can always...
You can't blame other things.
Yeah, I can always argue it away. You know, the studio had, you know, a heavy hand and wanted him to put in whatever, and we can all argue
right.
that.
Sony was
right?
a different Sony.
Exactly. But Sam Raimi, like, I watch this movie, and every time I watch it, I'm like... This isn't Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
As much as I'm not really a big Tobey Maguire fan,
right.
because Tobey Maguire was Sam Raimi's
Spider-Man,
I'm like, that's my Spider-Man. You know, this is not Tobey Maguire. Why is he not in? And I know that that's something on me, but it's
like,
hard for me to kind of get past it.
Until that Transformers trailer dropped, I was just going Transformers garbage. Right. But then, no. But then you have.
What's the right kind of?
You
garbage.
Have mecha
that's
dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And I'm on board. I'm a stupid man.
I know you are.
And if you blow up enough shit, I'll be. And that is all I want in the summer. Now, Chris Nolan can get away with it, but Chris, even he knows that you have to start the movie incredibly. So, Dark Knight and Dark Knight Returns, those opening scenes, you didn't even remember that back. You're like, holy shit, I can't believe he's doing that. And then it goes into him telling stories.
Yeah, yeah.
For everybody that is not him, please remember, all everyone wants is the action bits. Avengers made all of the money in the world because for one solid hour, there was no talking of who is the... They just said, we need... a closing scene, and for one solid hour they fought shit. That aliens came out of the sky, no one cared what they were fighting. As long as they were, the Hulk and Thor were punching shit and high-fiving, I was incredible. And it ended, everybody was like, that's the best movie I've ever seen. And that is all you need to focus on. I don't know when people lost sight of that. Why do we love the second X-Men movie? Right? He just went, we shot Wolverine in the head, and he came back to life. And then ever since then, just action scene, action scene, action scene, action scene. That's what I want. Why can't I just get that? Why do you love 300? That great story. Remember the great story in 300?
No, I love
Remember
300
what happened?
Because he fought in the shade.
Remember what happened in that terrific story?
You remember how I never used to like that movie? Oh my goodness.
Why do you like White House though?
Oh, White House though.
What's the story in that?
White House.
Black Jamie Foxx is president.
There's a reason I'm not engaging you. You know that, right?
So good. Please.
I wish this argument was consistent. But anyways, I think we could call an end to that. Right there as January is over.
And
I look forward
leading.
To February. I look forward to February, mainly because while I hope it doesn't make a dollar only for Batman purposes, I really fucking want to see the Lego movie.
I'm afraid that I might be in the lead in March and people last.
We'll see.
I think the Lego movie might make a killing.
It looks like it's going to be the killing, which is why I wanted it. I'll give it to you for a Grand Budapest.
Guess how many fucks I'm giving? 0 fucks.
And that's the end of that. So thanks so much for listening and good night. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. 'Cause just yesterday, them booze tried to blast me. Sort of